Hello, everyone. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone?
Wonderful.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Everything is awesome. So, yes, John usually drives the couple-hour drive up the mountains and brings all the equipment to do the live stream, but he'd forgotten, or I'd forgotten, or both had, that he had an obligation to be with his family for Thanksgiving. And I said, oh, my God, you better go and do that. And he said, what about the live stream? And I said, no problem. We'll just do a live webinar. Everyone will still get the lovely prayer and light transmission and little exercise to help them be more successful and happier in their lives. So it's all good. Oh, who of you saw the beautiful new holiday card that we created? We sent an email
out. I saw it.
Isn't it a beautiful thing? I just love it. I'm going to send it to everybody in my family. I don't care. It's just wonderful. Darren was the first person to purchase some of them. But, yeah, so, you know, go to mysticalgreetingcards.com. And you are, it's an extraordinary, I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I guess I just didn't. I don't think. Whatever comes through me, it's always perfect timing. Thank you, God. That a beautiful way to send light to a family member who may not be on the path and may require some light. And it's really cute. And they might think, oh, they're being spiritual, but it's Christmas. Hello. Like, what do you expect? It was, you know, it's like a Maha Siddha's birthday, even though it wasn't his actual birthday on the 25th of December, that's for sure. But, you know, so if they complain you're being a little spiritual, at least it's joyous and it's fun and they'll still get light. So it'll put a smile on their face no matter what. It's just a beautiful little skadoodle. So thank you, Trevor, for helping with that, assisting with that. That's lovely. And so, who do we have? Who would like to say hello?
Hi, it's Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. Ah, yes,
hello.
Everyone. You want the best cakes for Christmas and for the holidays? You go to spiritualcakes.com. I mean, seriously, it's just amazing. I'm going to send cakes to quite a few people for Christmas. And then again, they're getting light and they're getting a beautiful cake at the same time because she actually mails it and she's got a new product coming out with cupcakes. Happiness cupcakes? Is that what happiness cupcakes. Too cute. Spiritualcakes.com. So congratulations with everything that you're doing, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for all the support and help. Wonderful.
Of course, absolutely. Who else would like to say hello?
Jean Ann's here.
Hello, Jean Ann. Jean Ann is here.
Hello.
Anyone else would like to say hello?
Michael. Hello, this is William.
William. Hello, William. Who else?
Michael and Yona.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you. Looking forward to this awesome experience.
Very good. And who else do we have?
Hello, this is Isaac.
Isaac, hello, sweetie. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Great. Very, very good. And anyone on the webinar, William, or is the chat room off?
We don't have anything here. You can't see anything.
Oh, so it's only Trevor or John that could see? Okay. All right. Yeah, I think they've got the chat room off because there wasn't really any need for questions. If there is a question, I'm happy to answer it if someone's on the phone. But, all righty. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do two light transmissions today to get you all fired up. I'm going to do one now and mute everyone out. Now, for this one, what I would like everybody to do so that you're totally open and receptive, the second one I'll do with the prayer for you. This will be a silent prayer, this one. But I would like you to take 8 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. That's 8. Like using both nostrils, making sure both nostrils are really, really clear. And then you slowly breathe out through your mouth 8 times. Just really, really feel it. Feel the stillness within you. Please make sure you're not surfing the web or doing anything like that. And it's nice and peaceful where you are and within yourself so that you can really, really, really get a tremendous boost of light that will, next time you go to sleep and you wake up, it'll be even more digested into your system. Even just one light transmission can, you know, get stones or even boulders sometimes out of your path that you never have to know were going to be there to hurt you, because our main goal is for you to have happiness and peace and enlightenment. That is your ultimate goal, is to be free. And so the less that you are suffering and the more you feel peace, the more God will be able to use you and go through you, which is what you're here for, after all. So take those 8 deep breaths and sit up straight. And yet be relaxed, but sit up straight. Close your eyes. And if thoughts come into your mind, just wash them away. Just, I'm not in the world today. I'm in my inner world. I'm in my heaven place. So, just tell the mind to be quiet. It's safe. It's okay. Even though it's not safe for the mind. Want that monkey mind to be still. Absolutely still. So take your 8 deep breaths and then just listen to the music. And here we begin. if you've got a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to do a little exercise in a moment. If you haven't got one, if you can go and get one. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the practice of meditation, because it is something so extraordinary, and it brings us so much more than peace. It literally ushers in the experiences that give us peace, and that is true freedom. That's freedom. Because most people are looking for experiences to give them that happiness and that peace. Whereas meditation, with the practice of meditation, your oscillation is so much higher. And those of you, many of you who are Mystical Success Club members, you know what it's like when you get that light transmitted to you every week. You're in this realm of a different dimension than the rest of the world, and you don't sometimes realize it, but I'm sure you're grateful for it. It's something that we are never to take for granted. I don't for one moment take my awakening for granted. It is extraordinary, and it is the truth for everyone. They can all have incredible experiences, and you don't have any attachment to the experience. But what a beautiful thing to know that every experience is going to give you that peace and freedom. So if you can be open and receptive, and if you don't know much about the practice of meditation, we have lots of videos that are free on the Mystical Success Club about the practice of meditation. And when you watch those free videos, you actually do receive light as well, particularly when you're open and receptive, not so much to what I'm saying, but what's coming through me. And that's mysticalsuccessclub.com. So everyone wants that freedom. That's what everybody wants. They say they want money, they want this, they want that. They want the experiences that will give them freedom so that you can do what you want to do. But if your oscillation is low and you don't have clarity and you're confused, it's because the mind doesn't have peace. And so even though that angel of light that is your true eternal self is knocking at the door, the chamber within you, and telling you exactly what to do and when to do it, showing you everything, but then we become veiled and we can't see what's there, and we're like, oh, I wish my life was better. It's so crap. But it's not. It's like that divine is knocking and saying, oh my God, please open your eyes, meditate, be still, shut the fuck up. You might be able to hear me. And so what meditation will also, you will find, will bring into your experience is you'll have more self-control because you'll have clarity. You won't be just going on the whims of the senses. The senses take you, you know, for example, if someone's decided that they're going to release weight and then they walk by a pizza place or a cupcake place, except if it's Elizabeth's cupcakes, because obviously they're not fattening. And she does have gluten-free ones coming out too. Anyway, and then all of a sudden the smell, okay, the sense of smell takes over, and before you know it, you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And my suggestion is if you've done something that's taken you off your particular path of whatever it is that you were going to do, don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow may never be there. After you've done it, the thing that you know, oh God, I did it, shit, I strayed, we'll just get back on the path again. And as I said, you'll have more clarity, particularly after this call and after tonight when you have this light sent to you, because I will also be asking the divine to send light to everyone that was on the webinar today, again tonight. So when you've got more self-control, it's not that you're in control per se, but you're in control of your thoughts, then your actions will be the right divine actions. Because otherwise, when we're not in control of our actions, when we're just letting the senses carry us along, you're just getting blown around by the Maya, which is illusion. And we've got to have some sort of self-discipline. At the same time, we've got to be willing to surrender to our eternal, to that divine that's knocking at the door, especially when we're fearful. That's when we must be willing to surrender. That's the time to really be willing to surrender when you're feeling a lot of fear, because then the divine will just rush in and give you that peace of mind and let you know that your hand is being held and that everything is going to be all right. It is all right, right now. Surrendering to the divine is a most beautiful experience when you in fear, because sometimes people find it challenging to surrender because they're like, what am I surrendering to? Or they get scared when their meditation's really beginning to heat up and all of a sudden they feel like they're gone, like their mind isn't there anymore. And that is when you're in the silence. That's when the light can truly, tremendously lift you up and assist you. And all of a sudden you will see and notice things that are so beautiful that you never noticed. You'll be more and more grateful for the experiences in your life and for just this world. There are a lot of world planes that are really not cool. This particular one with the particular human body and the way the Kundalini is sitting there waiting to come up the Shoshana and awaken you, everything about the way this earth has been put together is beautiful. Of course, humans are fucking it up, you know, because that's what humans do. Because they're in Maya's throwing them along and, you know, they don't listen. But you're more than human. Your organic body, that part of you that you call is human. When people talk about their humanity, what they're really talking about is the divine in them. The divine in them, where you feel compassion and love. I mean, very, very early this morning, just as the sun was rising, out in my backyard, which is really a mountain, this little fox came along. I saw my cat's tail went huge, right? Even though they're in outdoors, but it's enclosed, so nothing can get to them. But its tail went huge, and I went, ooh, what's out there? And there was this little fox that came around, and it's like one of its legs was missing. It was three-legged. And there's a mountain lion on this mountain at the moment. So, and someone said they saw a panther as well, which is unusual, but I know that they're not people that would lie. And then its mate, the fox's mate, came after it. And I've seen these two foxes a lot, and it's always had four legs, that other fox. So, you know, my compassion and my heart went out, and I was like, oh, my God, what a strong, the divine in that little fox was so strong. Imagine the struggle for a mountain lion. Because I can't imagine anything else that it could have been. But, I mean, obviously it could have been something else, but I wasn't feeling that it was something else. What it had to go through and still survived and still out there playing and running around with its mate in the backyard and, you know, scaring my cats. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So the divine in these beautiful animals is the same divine that's in you. Some people call it soul, but it's so much more than what we think is a soul. It is your immortal consciousness. And it's so great if you can just not go on the whims of just what your body or your mind is telling you you want, but if you can just stop and just say, is this the experience that I really want? Am I willing to handle and take responsibility for the consequences of what I'm about to do? Because if it's not for your highest good, it could take you on another path that's going to give you hell and misery. Because this world is filled with hell and misery and heaven and brightness. It all depends on the person's mind and where they're at in the way they think or don't think better off. People say, talk about blondes, you know, the lights are on but nobody's home. You can take that as a compliment now. Let's see if you're all, I just realized you're still all muted. Yeah. See why you laughter? And the reason that I'm quite irreverent and do my best to have you all in laughter is because when you're laughing and you're in a higher vibration, then the divine can enter you. You are more, when you laugh and when you're happy, you're in the moment. You're not thinking of the future or thinking of the past. You might have had in your mind's eye the little foxes I was talking about, did you? Little three-legged fox. And then you have compassion. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I have many, 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 many birds, but there's a bird bath and lots of wild bird seed that's given to them, so I'm not St. Francis, that's for sure. I attract them through food. But then a lot of hummingbirds, even at this time of the year, come to the window when I'm doing the light transmissions on the phone here in this little room that I've got especially done up for this. And the other morning when I walked out, there was a little bird that died right under the window. And so I put it in a little box and did a prayer for it. And I was like, oh, you know, I was so happy that it chose to die there, because then I could send it light. And I was like, well, you're flying now, honey. That's for sure. You're really flying. And because there's nothing to be afraid with death. It's not something, you know, dying might be for some people, you know, a pain in the ass. But death itself is a beautiful experience because we are all immortal consciousness and we go through that stargate. But you can go through that stargate now, many, many times before you actually leave the body. The experiences are literally out of this world, man. So, have you all got paper and pen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like you to write down, and you'll just be listening to some nice music, I'd like you to write down all the aspects that you feel the divine has. You know, I don't care what you call the divine, call it love, the universe, which is beyond the universe, obviously, the eternal, God, Jesus, I don't care what you call the eternal light, the divine, holy light, but all the aspects, even if you don't know it for a fact, that you feel that the divine light is omniscient, omnipotent, beautiful, giving, generous, caring, creator of all, love. While you're listening to this music, this will get you into a more open and receptive thing for the next light transmission. So please begin to do that now and just say you're very, very grateful that the divine is in me. The divine is in my life, and the divine is, and then write down all those things. We're going to begin a journey today together, a new journey. Thank you. Thank you is a perfect, simple prayer. Saying it, thinking it, you acknowledge that someone helped you. You don't have all the answers or solutions, but you aren't alone. Thank you means you have noticed a contribution, an offering to your life, your happiness. Thank you is a mantra. Say it as often as you can. Humility is the most gracious response to life's many precious gifts. That's a poem by my teacher from her book, The Temple, by Nicole Grace. And now I would like you to write some thank yous to the divine. Thank you that you can breathe. Thank you for your life, for your health. Thank you that you're on this call. Thank you for receiving the light. Thank you for God's generosity. Thank you to God for your spouse, for your friends, for whatever it is, for prosperity. Even if you don't think you're experiencing that right now, thank God for it now. Do that now, please.
Thank you.
So now, obviously, you can see that this gives you an opportunity to open your heart to the divine, to be grateful, very apropos for here in America, Thanksgiving week. Because when you give thanks, it actually, the more you are grateful and the more you're grateful for, the more you will receive things that you're grateful for, even though that's not the reason we do it. The reason I'm asking you to do it is because it will open your heart to the divine. And because I want, with all of my heart, because I know what the truth can be for each and every one of you, to not have suffering in your life. Because I know how it doesn't take much to cross that border. I remember I was driving, the first time I drove, you know, Australia is like a big island. You know, we don't have borders or anything. Other countries. And the first time I drove from Kuala Lumpur to Bangkok, and I had to cross the border. And it was just absolutely amazing to me. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. There is no border here. It's just, I'm just still driving down the road. But then the consciousness completely shifted. So because of the way, because the consciousness creates the borders in different countries. You can have one country in Europe and then the next country next to it is totally different. Because of that border, the consciousness, the government, everything about those people will appear to be different. But it's still, they're all still the same. You know, no matter where I've lived or traveled, no matter how different a culture, religion, whatever it is, everyone is the same. Everyone has the divine presence. Everyone wants happiness. They want their loved ones to have happiness. And they want freedom. Everyone is the same. Every single person I've met. And everyone is beautiful. The light is within everyone and it is extremely beautiful. And that light within you can achieve everything for you in your life. You might have to take a little bit of action, get in the car, drive somewhere, open the front door when the FedEx guy comes to say, thank you, I accept that gift. You know, and don't be attached. Like I love, you know, the way UPS and FedEx people are, men and women. They don't worry once they've delivered the package. Oh, I hope they like it. Hope they open it. You know, they've done their job. They're in the moment. They're on to the next place. And that's what I would like everyone to be like, not attached to how it all works. Because the more you attempt to probe into the infinite, the more complex it is. We cannot know it all. There's only one God. The more you think you know, the less you know you know. So we don't have to have anything except that love of the divine and to meditate and to go into that temple, which is your true self. Now, I would like you all to go into your temple, which is your true self. And we're going to do, well, I've been transmitting the light the entire time, but we're going to do a special prayer for you. Are there any prayer requests?
Yes.
Yes, and what is that? For silence in your life?
No. There's a beauty in my life, more expansion of my possibilities, more contact with Lady Darren and with you.
Who is this?
This is Daphne Shabani.
Oh, hi.
I was there when you brought Darren in to meet Guruji.
Oh, when I first...
Yes, and I've had light transmissions from you as well.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
So very, very grateful to be here today.
Well, it's lovely to have you here today. Everyone give that topic some love.
Love, yes.
No, really, here I am. Any prayer requests? You just leave it up to me? Okay then. Alrighty then. So, again, just I'm going to do the prayer, and then you're just going to listen to the music and let go. You're not going to do any prayers yourself. You're just going to be open and receptive to the spirit within you. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
Actually, everyone repeat after me. I am open and receptive.
I am open and receptive.
To the beautiful light.
To the beautiful light.
Which is always generous and giving to me and my loved ones. My life absolutely rocks.
My life absolutely rocks.
So just take a deep breath and just be open and receptive. Close your eyes. Dearest Holy Light, omnipotent, omnipresent, giving, generous, I am grateful that each and every person that is listening to this right here, right now, whether on the webinar, the phone, even the replay, because there is only now, is blessed with more and more clarity, divine clarity, peace of mind. May the divine opportunities that take them on the right path for their success, for their prosperity, for their journey, for their health, for their perfect harmonious relationships be made apparent right here, right now. I speak to that divine presence within each and every person, which is the one divine, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-loving, omnipotent, all-power. There is no other power to go before these people and prepare the way so that their eyes are given clarity, their divine eye. Their heart chakra is glowing and that they can see the possibilities because you, through them, will show them. And that they will have peace and non-attachment. And that they will remember the word harmony. And they will know that harmony reigns supreme. Because harmony is perfection. As the universe is perfect, harmony is in the universe. Harmony is in each and every one of these people. Because the divine is in each and every one of them. And that is perfect. That is the most perfect harmony. There is no other perfect harmony than that they do see the possibilities, the opportunities, and that they find that peace of mind within them, and that they will know that with the divine, because this world is illusion, a dream, that old dreams can be swapped to a happy one, and that they will be awakened within the dream and still experience that peace and that happiness while they experience God through them. That divine holy light, which is the truth of their being, which is the most loving, generous, giving creator, and is the truth for each and every one of you. So just listen to the music and accept that this is the truth for you and that everything is possible for you. And I am knowing right here, right now, that everything that you make a decision on becomes possible. A true decision. And you are so loved. remember that everything is possible for you. Please just don't give up. Don't give up on you, on your spirit within you. The divine will never give up on you. You are immortal consciousness after all. Don't be looking after a prayer or when you visualize something or you've had a light transmission. Don't be looking for anything. Just go about your life. If an idea comes and you are guided, because your oscillation will be higher, to take advantage of that particular opportunity or something when it comes up, well, then you will be guided naturally. It's not, sometimes we, willpower is required to actually get off your ass and take action. However, it's like, you've got a list of things to do that day, and then you can give God the other list of things you don't know how to do. This is your list, Divine. Go for it. Always acknowledging the Divine Presence, that part of you where you are eternal. And you've always been eternal. You've always been. You originated in that eternal ocean. You didn't just pop up on Earth. You've been around forever. And I do mean forever. You're part of the Godhead. God is experiencing and playing through you. Let God experience and play through you and have some fun instead of misery. What do you say? Is that a yes?
Yay.
Yeah, the divine's like, show me some enthusiasm. It's like you do it for your football team. What about me? I'm the creator of all of it. You buggers. Three cheers for me. The eternal flame, the creator of all. Will you treat me like chopped liver? And so, please remember we've got a few spots left, and I do mean only a few, for the December light transmissions. So if you want to go and have, that incredible gift, because I want everyone to stop suffering, that's why we've done it so inexpensively for December, 30 or 31 days, whatever there is in December, for only $99, one light transmission is $108. As John always says, should be $1,000,008, but that's not the point. So take advantage of that for yourself or for your loved ones. And for those of you who just really know that you require an extra oomph of a push, I would also recommend doing after, I think it's actually, we said 10 years, I think it's actually 14 years ago that I used to do it. So it's obviously much more powerful now because... if you want a personalized prayer CD, I just finished doing a couple, and boy, they're going to be like on fire when they listen to that. And you just go to mysticalprayercd.com. You can't, I know I always say there's no such thing as can't, but I do not, I am not going to do this if you gift it to someone. This has got to be, I mean, someone can gift you the money, sure. Happy Christmas, happy birthday. but it's got to be from the person. That's very, very, very important, and that no one else listens to it. So that's mysticalprayercd.com. And, of course, for the daily light transmissions, it's receivedivinelight.com. And please go and have a look. Just go and get some of those cards. You can get 12 cards for only $50, and it's free shipping. We're gifting you with the shipping as well, priority mail or whatever it is. So just go ahead and go to Mystical Greeting Cards and just get as much light as you can right now. If it's not from me, get it from somebody else, but get as much light as you can so that you really are giving your life and your purpose and your happiness and those that love you and those that you love an opportunity to really rocket divinely into 2018. It is so vital that we begin now to prepare for it. All these people that do the New Year's resolutions the night before, and they're like usually hung over the next morning and forgot what they wrote. Oh, a mystical success club. members, guess what?
What?
Changing the name, I'm not going to call it Mystical Success Club anymore. You know what came to me the other day?
Powerhouse.
The Mystical Experience. That's it.
Mm.
It's not going to be called a club or membership or anything, because it's not. It's a sangha, you know? And it's an experience for you to evolve and awaken. So we're going to be changing that and the website name and everything soon. The Mystical Experience. Do you like it?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm not part of. I'm not a member of anything. Shit. What was it that Woody Allen said? Was it Woody Allen? No, it was Groucho Marx. Any club that would accept me as a member, I don't want to be a member of. And I kept, you know, I was thinking, oh, I'm praying for all the members, and I'm going through the photographs. I'm like, Divine, just give them this mystical experience. Give it to them right now. And I was like, wow, that's it. They're not members of some stupid little club. This is a mystical experience. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you all because that's pretty cool. So now John and Trevor are like, oh, shit, we're going to have to change everything. No, they never complain. We adore John and Trevor and love them very, very much. And, well, God bless you all. And thank you for coming on the webinar today. I'm not going to apologize it wasn't a live stream because it's still a, you know, beautiful gift for you. And I look lovely, so just know that. And so do you. So tonight before you go to sleep or whenever your next sleep is, whether it's day or night, if you could just close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths and just say, I am open and receptive to receiving this light tonight. I know I'm going to wake up brighter and brighter, happier and happier, richer and richer, because the divine is with me. And we'll send you this replay so you know that you're okay. So God bless you all. I love you so much. Everything is awesome.
I love you so much, Michelle.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
More love.